Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Feels good. I'm excited. It's fun to be here. It's fun to meet everyone. And it's been a good start to the day. And can't wait for the season to get started.
What made Buffalo attractive to you that this was a place you wanted to sign?
I think especially talking to Ralph, felt like he's got good ideas, good values. And, you know, I think that was something that really got me to sign here, I think. And and then obviously there's some really good young players here that with a very bright future, and that's something that's going to be fun to be part of.
Did you know him before you came here? Do you have any connection to him, or was it just
no.
a phone conversation?
Yeah.
Did you reach out to other players who might have played for him, whether it be in the World Cup of Hockey or in Edmonton, to see what maybe they thought of him, or was it just your impression?
That was just my impression, and from speaking to him, and so it was. Good phone call, and we spoke, you know, not just about hockey, but I liked what I heard a lot, and it made me want to come here.
Marcus, there's been a cloud of negativity over this franchise for quite some time. Just, you know, 8 years of missing the playoffs, just what happened in the second half of last year. I know one player can't change it, but how do you approach helping change what's been going on here in some ways?
I think first of all, I got to do my job to help and do my part. But we got to come together as a group, and I think that's where Ralph is really good too. You got to stick together through good and bad. You know, just because it starts going bad, you can't just lay down and quit. You know, you got to work through it. And this team showed the potential they had last year in the beginning of the year, and I think hopefully I can help with some consistency and help when it's not going as well as it you want it to all the time. So hopefully I can be part of that.
You certainly played a lot of playoff games with Washington, obviously all the games in Boston this year. But what can you take from the New Jersey experience? A team that no one thought was going to do anything that year turned out to be something quite different. That might be what this team needs. What does that experience teach you that can help these guys?
A lot. I think there's, you know, all these experiences throughout the years, even if you make the playoffs or not, it helps you and you learn from it. And I think, like you said, my first year with the Devils was not too different from this. I think coming here, missing the playoffs, and we want to make the playoffs. That's why we play. And we're going to have to take it one step at a time. But I think we need to realize that every other team is going to want to try to keep us out of it, because every other team wants to make it too. So it's not going to be easy. But if we stick together and we build off what we did, what this team did last year, and I think if Ralph can put the pieces together here, it's going to be a good year.
Going back to your phone call with Ralph, what specifically just impressed you about him during that talk?
I think not just as a hockey coach. I think I really liked the idea, you know, the idea I got from him, from just being a good person, a good leader. Not just, you know, his way, what he wants to do hockey wise. I think, to me, that's important, that it's a good person and it's a, you know, someone who wants well for everyone. And I think that's what Ralph stands for.
What knowledge do you have of Rasmus Dahlin? And, you know, whether it was back home or over the course of the years or just last year?
He's an unbelievable talent. I think that's, you know, the first thing when I see him, it's what he can do on his skates and with the puck. It's just fun to watch, and I never saw him in Sweden until, I mean, he's quite a bit younger than me, but I think what it's so fun to watch him play hockey, and he's one of the most talented players I've seen.
Like, so when he went back home, there wasn't any buzz back, you know, 2 years ago or last year?
Yeah, I mean, people have been talking about him. I mean, there's a reason. I mean, when you see him play, you get, you know, you understand why. So it's going to be fun to see him on a daily basis. And I think he's going to keep growing as a player.
You were right there, obviously, 3 months ago. What do you think happened in Game 7, and how long have you stewed over that over the summer?
I mean, I think it's something that I'm not sure I will ever be able to kind of let go, but in Game 7, anything can happen. I think we played well in the first period. I think we, for the most part, in the first period, we were the better team, and we leave the first period down 2-0, and in Game 7, that's a tough uphill battle. And, you know, that's the way it goes. It didn't bounce our way for, you know, we had some good chances, didn't go in, and went in for them, and that's kind of what happened.
It's a younger team. At this point, are you excited to maybe take on, you know, a leadership role? You know, you didn't maybe need to do that in Boston as much. A lot of guys, you know, Chara, but here, are you excited about that opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anyone wants to do that, so it's something I look forward to. It's a good group of young guys, so it's going to be fun.
How much do the Swedish makeup of this roster help bring you into? Is that a factor?
What's that? The
Swedish makeup of this roster is a lot of guys from your home country.
It's always fun. It always, you know, we had a Swedish dinner last night, and, you know, it's always fun to hang out with the guys from back home and talk your native language and all that. I think it makes you feel comfortable, and it kind of makes you feel more like home too, that you can speak your own language and all that. So that's a lot of fun.
From your conversations with Ralph, how do you expect this team to play on the ice, especially with the puck?
I think with a lot of speed. I think Ralph wants to keep our feet and the puck moving, and forecheck a lot and not, you know, not slow things down. We want to, you know, play with pace, and I like that. I think it'll fit this group, and it'll be fun to start playing games and get into that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.